I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. North Korea's leader Kim Jong-il faces challenges on seemingly every front. The economy of his country continues to nosedive, and South Korea is campaigning to get the UN to punish the North for a ship attack in March. Today, a parliamentary session in Pyongyang took no action that we know of on either issue, but the rubber-stamp parliament did send signals about who would steer the country through such crises in the future. It approved a government reshuffle. The world's Mary Kay Magsat is monitoring developments from Beijing. Mary Kay, who is in and who is out in this reshuffle?
Well, the most important thing is that Kim Jong-il's brother-in-law, Jang Song-tak, has been made the vice chairman of the National Defense Commission. So effectively, he's become North Korea's number two, and as such is expected to oversee the succession whenever it happens. This is seen as being a move by Kim to get someone in that he trusts that will make sure that what he wants to have happen happens, bringing into the inner circle someone who Kim could trust to lead the succession.
Well, we'll talk about that in a second, but all of this seems like a significant amount of political business for one day in this rubber stamp parliament in Pyongyang. What does this all signify?
Well, Kim Jong-il is not well. He was thought to have had a stroke in 2008. In his public appearances, he's looking gaunt and moving more slowly than before. So while no one's seen his doctor's reports, speculation is that he's concerned, or maybe concerned, that he might not be around much longer. The son who he'd like to get into power is 27 years old. He hasn't had a lot of experience. There are a lot of very experienced military officers and officials in the government, and Kim wants to make sure that they're on side with helping Kim Jong-un when he comes to power.
Is the Kim family the kind where rivalries exist among siblings, and could favoritism lead to deeper, even dangerous rivalries among siblings?
Well, certainly when Kim Jong-il came to power, when he was in the process of being groomed to take power, his father made sure that those who might seek to take power from him were moved out of the country, were given jobs far away, so they wouldn't be in a position to challenge him. This time around, the youngest Kim's son, Kim Jong-un, has a couple of older siblings, one a half-brother, who kind of disgraced himself in 2001 by trying to go to Disneyland in Japan on a false passport, and he got caught. So up until then, he was considered to be possibly someone who could take over, and after that, he was sort of pushed to one side. There's another brother, Kim Jong-chul, who in various reports coming out of South Korea from defectors in South Korea who know the Kim family, they say that he's sort of considered too feminine, whatever that means. Whereas the younger son, Kim Jong-un, is said to be much more like his father.
Mary Kay, should we anticipate this succession issue heralding more instability on the Korean Peninsula? Again, understanding, this is a lot of speculation here.
If you look at past behavior, I think there's every reason to expect that in the future, if Kim Jong-il thinks that erratic behavior might get him closer to what he wants, he will go down that path. In the past, related to the North Korean nuclear program, related to missile tests, he has found that he can very successfully do something that really, really worries people outside of North Korea. So they'll come to the table, they'll offer aid, they'll try to negotiate to get him to stop doing that kind of thing. And it may well be that he's trying that again now.
Could it also have some effect on stability in North Korea internally?
Certainly when Kim Jong-il passes from the scene, there is going to be a moment, and it might be an extended moment of months and even possibly a couple of years, where people will be looking very closely to see whether Kim Jong-un or whoever becomes the new leader is accepted by the old guard, is accepted by the power structure in place, and whether others might try to use whatever connections they have to jostle him aside and try to take power themselves. There are interests within the military that Kim Jong-il has held together in part because he had all of those years where his father was grooming him and introducing him and getting him into close relationships with these people, which is one reason why during the years he's been in power, some of those in the inner circle have been almost a generation older than him. They've been his father's people. It might be a very different equation when his son comes to power. And so, yes, there are a lot of big questions that loom whenever the succession happens.
The world's Mary Kay Magstad in Beijing.